then your failure to respond to me will be even more serious in the eyes of God.
係佢係話緊，如果你唔願意接受約翰見證嘅話咧，你而家又唔願意接受我見證咧，呢個後果更加嚴重。
He makes the same point in Luke chapter 11 verse 32 very plainly.
同樣嘅路加福音第十一章三十七節，同樣嘅説話。32，32節，對唔住。
There he says that those who responded to Jonah's preaching were saved.
他說那些響應約拿的信息的人呢是會得救的。
If they had failed to respond to Jonah's preaching, their consequences would have been disastrous.
假如他們不向約拿的信息來反應的話呢，他們的結局就不堪設想了。
How much more serious for you that you have rejected the preaching of someone greater than, John, than Jonah?
但如果你現在去拒絕一個比約拿身量更加大的人的信息的話，你的後果會怎樣呢？
You see, he makes his point very clear. He doesn't go around in a circle to make his point.
所以你看到他講說話是很直接、很清楚的。
Secondly, as to the greatness of those in the kingdom, he leaves it open to everyone.
有關到在天國裡面成為偉大的人的呢，這個機會是為每個人都設備的。
He has not closed off any position.
他並沒有去關埋一些的門路不給人。
In Matthew chapter 18 verse 4, for example,
例如馬太福音第十八章第四節。
Let me just read it to you so that you see it for yourself.
當我將聖經讀俾大家聽，馬太十八章第四節。
He says, "Whoever, anybody, who humbles himself like this child, he, this whoever, is greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
佢就話：所以凡係自己謙卑像這小孩子嘅，他在天國裏就是最大嘅。
He does not say, I am already the greatest, so the most you can achieve is number two.
他並沒有說我已經是最大的了，所以你最多呢都是第二的。
You see, he leaves it, whoever is like this little child, humbles himself, will be greatest in the kingdom.
他將這個空缺，這個機會呢，是給每一個人的。
Again, he makes the same point in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 27.
同樣是約翰福音第20章27節。
He said, who will be first in the kingdom is the one who will be servant of all.
凡是想在天国里面做最大的那个呢，他就要做所有人的奴隶。
So the point here is that in the Lord's teaching, the least and the greatest is open to whoever.
所以有关于耶稣这个在天国里面成为大或成为小的道理呢，是机会是给每一个人的。
Thirdly, we notice that he identifies himself always with the least in the kingdom.
而第三點我要注意呢，他常常都將自己跟天國裡面最小的人相提並論。
He says, insofar as you did not do it to one of the least of these my brethren, you didn't do it to me.
他說，如果你不向我的最小的弟兄當中做這件事呢，你就不是向我做了。
You see that in Matthew 25 verses 40 and 45, for example.
例如馬太25章40節和45節。
Or Luke chapter 9 verse 48.
或者路加福音第九章四十八節。
Now fourthly, when we consider this matter of spiritual greatness,
第四點就係咧，當我哋考慮到依個嘅屬靈嘅偉大嘅時候
，When you think of the Apostle Paul and John the Baptist, who do you think is greater?
當你諗到保羅啊，你估保羅大啲咧，還是約翰大啲啊？啦
，I think none of us would have any doubt in our mind.Both from the power of his preaching, the insight into the word of God, and the miracles manifested through Paul, that there's not no shadow of doubt that Paul was greater.
我相信你一定會咁諗，就係當你諗到保羅講道嘅能力，同埋睇到事物嘅嗰個監察力嘅敏鋭咧，我諗你唔會懷疑話咧，保羅比起約翰會大。
But you see, so it is not only Jesus that is greater than John the Baptist in the kingdom. We see that Paul is greater too.
所以在天国里面不单是耶稣比约翰更大的，保罗比约翰都大。
Yet the striking thing is that Paul seems to be referring exactly to this verse in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8.
但令人诧异的点就是，当保罗在腓立比书第二章讲说话的时候，他似乎是讲同一个道理。
When he is saying that he is the least among the saints.
当他说在圣徒当中他是最小的那个来的。
He, this mighty apostle Paul, is the least among the saints. He says, I am the least of you all.
这个大能的使徒说呢，我在他当中我是最小的那个来的。
Is it not clear there's an echo of the Lord's words here? That the least in the kingdom is greater than the Baptist.
那段圣经似乎是这段耶稣所说的话的回应。
Do you think then Paul is just being humble?
還是你想著呢, 保羅只不過是謙卑而已?
Not at all.
並不是這樣想啊,
he means what he says.
他是認真的,
he explains this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 9.
例如你臨前15章第9節,
he says, I am the least among the apostles too,
他說是,
because I persecuted the church.
他說因為我曾經逼迫過教會的緣故,
you see, he too reacted violently to the word of God.
他們留意到呢,
he reacted so violently that he put Christians in jail.
他的反應是這麼猛烈呢,
in fact, he put some even to death.
甚至他將一些人處死,
as we know he did in Stephen's case.
例如呢,
this thing always bothered Paul.
這件事常常都攪擾保羅的,
he calls himself, I am not worthy to be an apostle or servant of God.
他說,
in the whole church, you are all better than me.
在整個教會裡面,
because none of you persecuted the church.
因為你沒有一個人曾經逼迫過教會,
none of you ever put a Christian to death.
你從來沒有將基督徒處死過,
I did. Therefore, I am the least in the kingdom. See, he's not just being humble, he means it. Yet this least in the kingdom, this Apostle Paul, he is greater than the Baptist. Or if you compare John the Apostle with John the Baptist, which would you say is greater? I don't think any of us have a doubt that the apostle is greater. Not because of some title apostle, but because of his spiritual greatness. When we turn to the teaching of the Lord Jesus, we find exactly the same thing. The concept that the Lord Jesus has of a believer, of a disciple, is remarkable. The more you study it, the more astonishing I find it. Today we have such a low concept of a believer. But if you have that concept of a believer, you haven't studied the teaching of the Lord. What the Lord Jesus expects of a believer is simply astonishing. Put in another way, what the Lord Jesus expects of each one of you who claim to be Christians is astonishing. So don't hide behind somebody else. The Lord Jesus is talking to you. What he expects from you, let him speak in his plain and direct fashion to you. I don't even have to expound it, it's so plain. Listen to the Lord's words in John chapter 14, verse
12.
As I say, these words are so plain, I don't have to explain it.
正如我所說,
what does he say here?
他在這裡說什麼話呢?
Notice again, he begins with the same words as in our passage, truly, truly, I say to you.
大家留意在他說,
he who believes in me will also do the works that I do.
他說我實實在在告訴你們,
now the second part is even more astonishing.
第二部分就更加诧异了,
and greater works than these.
并且要做比这些更大的事情,
greater works than I do, you will do.
比我做的事更大的事,
talking about greater than John the Baptist, greater works than the works I do, you will do.
如果你说我曾经比约翰更大的事吗?
There is enough. Does that need any explanation? The words are plain, plain in English and plain in Chinese, whatever language you like. We don't have to mess around with the words at all, just speak straight to you. What does the Lord say? Did he say that The apostles will do great works like I do?
他是不是说使徒会做一些事像我做这么伟大的？
Did he say that prophets will do the works that I do?
他是不是说先知会做我做那些事？
Don't run away from the words. Look carefully at it.
不要从神的话当中逃跑，你看清楚说话。
He who believes in me,
凡是信我的，
any believer in me,
任何一个信我的人，
are you a believer in him?
你是不是信他的人啊？
If you are, the Lord says, the works that I do, you will do.
如果你是的话，他说我所做的事你会做。
Think carefully of this.
小心去思考这些事。
What kind of a Christian does the Lord expect the believer to be? What kind of a person?
耶稣所期望信徒成为那类基督徒是什么样的基督徒？
He expects every Christian to be a reflection of himself.
他期望每一个基督徒是他自己一个的反照。
That is his greatness.Will be implanted into every believer.
就是他的伟大会能够采植在你的生命里面。
The works I do, the Lord says, you have seen what I did, you will do it.
主话我所做的事情你哋见过了，你会做。
Moreover, it would have been convenient if he had just used the word you. You'll say, ah, yeah, yeah, he's talking to the apostles, not to me. This is very comfortable.
你们个字啦，啊，佢从啲使徒度讲啫，唔关我事噶。
Unfortunately, he didn't use that word, you.
可惜咧，佢唔系话你们啊。
He said, he who believes, anyone who believes.
他说凡是信我的，任何人信我的都可以。
Do you see his concept of the church?
你看见他关于教会的观念吗？
Indeed, Jesus is the greatest. He is greater than John the Baptist.
没错，耶稣是最大的，他比约翰更加要大。
But the beauty of it is that he wants to implant that greatness into every believer.
但是美妙的地方就是他想将同一个的伟大才藉在每一个信徒生命里面。
So that you become a reflection of him.
好叫你能够成为他一个的反照。
Wherever you go, people see Jesus. That's him.
你去到边度都好咧，人能够睇见你就话啊，呢个系耶稣。
That is Paul's preaching too. Paul is simply preaching exactly the same thing.
呢个就系保罗所传嘅信息啦。
As we will see in a moment.
阵间我哋就会睇到。
But there is something here that touches my heart.
但系喺度咧，仲有啲嘢好感动我嘅心嘅。
If the Lord simply had said, the works that I do, the greatness, my greatness will be implanted into you.
如果他只是说我的伟大能够移植在你那里的话呢?
But what is he saying?
但他说什么?
He is saying greater works than what I have done you will do.
他说比我所做的事更加大的事你会去做。
Why does it touch my heart?
为什么感动我的心啊?
It reveals the mind of Jesus.
因为他这里启示到耶稣的思想。
He did not reserve the greatest works to himself. I did the greatest. Now from now on, you can only do the second best.
他没有将那些最大的事保留给自己。他说以后你做那些比较次等的。
He's saying, I want to do greater works through you.
他说我会想透过你去做一些比我所做的更大的事情。
This kind of mentality that somebody else will be greater than me, he will do something greater than me. That is typical of Jesus' thinking. He is always willing to lower himself.
这个好想别人做一些比他自己做的更大的事呢，就是耶稣典型的思想，典型的心态呢。
I always smile when some of those someone in the first training team once asked me.
有一次第一队的训练队问我一个问题，我就微笑。
What happens if one day our preaching will be more powerful than yours?
假如有一天我哋嘅讲道比你讲道更有力嘅话，你点算好？
What if one day God will use us more mightily than you?
如果有一天神用我哋比用你更加大嘅话，你点算好？
What do you feel?
你有咩感受啊？
I smiled and said, nothing will give me more joy than that.
我就笑住答佢话咧，咁样发生嘅话，就冇件事比件事更开心啦。
I would just thank my God for such a wonderful thing to happen。
我只会为咗呢件咁奇妙嘅事嚟感谢我嘅神。
I would say hurry up, do greater works than I do。
我哋嘅话，你快啲啦，快啲努力前进啦。
The world is desperately in need of this。
世界好需要呢类嘅人啊。
Here is the beauty of Jesus' thinking.
这个就是耶稣美丽的心态。
I could have done all the mighty works that anyone could ever do.
我可以想做那些任何人做不到那些伟大的事情。
During my earthly ministry.
透过我这个在世上的事业。
I will not do it. I want to do greater works through you.
Of course,
we work only through His power. So through you, He will do the mighty work.
我想透過你哋做一啲比我以前做嘅更大嘅事。
What a wonderful Lord!
呢個幾奇妙嘅主啊！
No wonder He is greater than John the Baptist.
唔怪得佢比約翰更加偉大啦。
He wants to impart this greatness.
佢想將呢個嘅偉大嚟傳授。
Now think again. This is not the only verse the Lord ever said about the believer. Another verse that I love to quote, of course I cannot quote them all, but another verse I love to quote is in John chapter 7, verse
38.
This is what the Lord Jesus says. Again, notice the words, He who believes in me. He's not saying the apostles will do this. The mighty man of God will do this. Anyone who believes in me. What will they do? Out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. You are a believer?
你是一个信徒吗?
Waters, living waters coming out of you?
有没有活水从这里流出来啊?
Not to say rivers, plural, rivers.
不要说很多江河了,
let's talk about one stream.
只是说小溪好吗?
Huh?
小溪了好了。
Is it coming out of your heart?
有没有小溪从心中流出来啊?
Oh, people telling me so hard to be a Christian. I'm fighting all the time, losing the battle all the time.
基督徒在面前说,哇,基督徒很难做的,经常都输,打败仗啊。
What is Jesus saying?
耶稣在说什么?
Every believer, rivers of living water, what kind of a Christian is the Lord Jesus expecting?
从每一个信他人心中会流出活水江河,他期待你们是什么?
I mean, talk about greater than John the Baptist, there's no problem here. The deserts will become blossom with roses. With the rivers of water coming through. Just as the training team, the first team saw in Israel. You come down to the deserts and what has happened? You drive and wonder, where is the desert? The desert is being pushed back all the time because water is being brought into the desert and the desert becomes a fruitful land.
正如第一队伍是游以色列的时候,我又向朝着南方,抵制的时候,我想找一个沙漠都找不到,因为他们引水来灌溉沙漠的缘故,似乎有沙的地方越推就越难变。
So in my student days,
所以在我们读书的时期呢,
the desert was much further north.
我第一次游以色列的时候,那个沙漠的界是相当北的。
At this time, we were moving south and said, hey, funny, I remember the desert was here. Where has the desert gone to? It's gone much further south. Rivers of water transformed the land. This desert of the world thirsts for living water. Yet when they get to church, they hear a preacher that tells them stories. Where is the living water? You expect them to grow on stories? Now notice, in each case, the Lord is talking about a believer. And that is vital to notice. Now I said that the Apostle Paul taught the same thing. It is wonderful to observe that the Lord Jesus, that the Apostle Paul is always so faithful to the teaching of the Lord. And also wonderful to observe his insight into the teaching of Jesus. I've always said the Apostle Paul is simply a commentator on the teaching of Jesus. He never said anything original. Let me just show you an example of this. Let us turn for a moment to Colossians chapter 1, verse
19.
In Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is explaining and expounding the greatness of Jesus, the spiritual greatness of Jesus.
在哥羅西書第一章, 保羅是解釋緊耶穌的屬靈的偉大的地方,
exactly as we saw in this passage of the Lord's teaching.
正如今天的聖經一樣,
and he is, having gone through this description of the astonishing greatness of Jesus,
當他講完很多關於耶穌的偉大地方之後呢,
and this you can read for yourself from verses 15 to 18.
而那些說話呢,
verse 15, he begins with the words, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, that is, the eldest son, the highest position in all creation.
在第十五節你讀到呢,
in verse 19, he explains why.
在第十九節解釋為什麼,
for in him, that is in Jesus, all the fullness of God, notice this term, fullness of God, was pleased to dwell in him.
因为神喜欢用一切的丰盛和神的丰盛在他里面居住。
Why is he so great? This spiritual greatness, because God's fullness, God's Holy Spirit in all his fullness dwells in Jesus.
为什么耶稣这么伟大? 因为神所有的丰盛在他身里面居住。
Indeed, not only the Holy Spirit, but the whole person of the Godhead dwells in him, as he says in chapter 2, verse 9 of Colossians.
其实不单止是天父的丰盛在他里面，而整个三位一体的丰盛呢，都在他里面。
As he says, for in him, chapter 2, verse 9, in him the whole fullness of the deity dwells bodily.
正如在第二章第九节读到了，因为神本性，这个三位一体的本性，一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在耶稣里面。
So why is he great? Because God's fullness dwells in him.
為什麼他偉大呢?
Now remarkably, this is exactly what he also says of the Christian.
奇怪的是呢,
as just a little earlier in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19.
稍微交早時候呢,在以弗所書,
chapter 3, verse
19. 第三章十九節,
in verse 14, he prays for the church, the Ephesian church.
14节呢,
and what does he pray in this last sentence?
在第十九节,
and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses, that is, exceeds all knowledge, that, notice the term, you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
好叫神一切的所充满的充满你们。
Why was Jesus so great?
为什么耶稣这么伟大呢?
The whole fullness of God was in him.
因为神所有的丰盛在他里面。
What does Paul pray for?
保罗祈祷什么呢?
That same fullness in Jesus will be in you.
就在耶稣里面的同一类型的丰盛可以在你里面。
Exactly the same words of the Lord Jesus, now put in a different way. In the next chapter, chapter 4 and verse 13, he goes on to say, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood for the measure, to the measure of the stature of what? The fullness of Christ. That you become like Christ in all his fullness.
他說直等到我們眾人在真道上同歸於一，認識神的兒子，得以長大成人，而滿有基督長成的身內。他期望我們能夠有基督本身的身量。
Remarkable, not only are these phrases all the fullness of God, the same in English, but I've checked it in the Greek, it's the same word for fullness. It's also the same word for all the fullness. Not just some of the fullness of God, but the whole fullness of God is all in you. What is more, the Apostle Paul says that he directs his whole energy, what for? To bring some conversions?
正如保罗在第二个地方讲，他话他用所有嘅精力嚟做乜嘢咧？系咪要去生产一啲嘅普通基督徒咧
？Let him tell you in Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
等佢喺哥罗西书，我同你讲啦，哥罗西书第1章28节。
Him, that is Christ, we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man, every believer, perfect in Christ. Whole fullness of Christ.
一章廿八節話：我們傳揚他，他係邊個呢？他就耶穌基督啦。是用諸般嘅智慧勸戒各人，教導各人，要把各人唔係某啲人啦，係各人在基督裏完完全全嘅引到神面前。
That is what he works for. He tells you that in verse 29.
喺二十九節佢繼續講啦。
For this, to present every Christian with the fullness of Christ. For this I toil, striving with all the energy.Which he mightily, which God mightily inspires in me.
但係佢話，為咗呢個緣故啊，為咗呢個目的，我也要為勞苦，要著佢在我裡面運用嘅大能，盡心竭力。
Our time is gone.
我哋時間已經夠啦。
I hope to make that this point is very clear to you.
我希望一點喺你心目中而家非常清楚。
Why does God want this spiritual greatness in every Christian?
點解神期望喺每一個基督徒身上邊都有呢個偉大呢
？Because he wants his salvation to reach every person in this world.
因為佢希望佢嘅救恩能夠擴散到去世界裏邊每一個人身上。
What did these mighty men of God in the Old Testament do?
舊約裏邊所有嘅神嘅偉大嘅仆人做啲咩事情啊
？Why were they great?
點解佢哋係咁偉大啊
？They became channels of living water to the multitudes.
因為佢成為呢啲嘅活水江河嘅管子，流去俾呢啲眾人。
To bring salvation to those who perish，
將救恩帶俾嗰啲滅亡嘅人。
God cares about the world，
神關心世界。
But they will not be saved as long as they see a wishy-washy Christianity。
但世界唔會得救嘅，一日佢見到呢啲只不過唔湯唔水嘅基督徒。
They will not be saved as long as they see you without the fullness of Christ。
直至佢見到你哋有基督嘅完完全全嘅身量嘅話，佢哋唔會得救嘅。
And if they are not saved, let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters.
假如佢哋唔得救嘅話，等話俾你聽，親愛嘅弟兄姊妹。
You are going to answer for it.
你要負責任。
Because Jesus died to implant this greatness in you.
因為耶穌之所以死，就將呢個偉大嘅身量嚟去移植俾你。
And you failed His purpose.
而你辜負咗佢嘅計劃。
Therefore, the people looked at you and they saw no light.
所以佢哋見到你哋，佢見唔到啲咩嘅光。
You are to be the light of the world. The Lord Jesus said right early in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶穌喺早喺登山部分講到明，你們是世界的光。
So that those who sit in darkness can see a great light, not just some light, some dim light, a great light.
所以嗰啲坐在黑暗當中嘅人能夠見到大光，係大光啊，唔係啲咁多嘅光啊。
That they may be saved.
好幾個人能得救。
I dare not stand in God's presence on that day.
到到嗰天，我唔會敢企喺神嘅面前。
If I fail of His purpose,
如果我辜負咗佢喺我生命裏邊嘅心願
，I'm astonished that Christians do not have this fear of God in their hearts.
當我見唔到基督徒有呢種嘅恐懼嘅心，我覺得好奇怪。
God is exceedingly loving.
神係非常可愛嘅。
But he will not change his plan to suit your convenience. He is loving is expressed in the fact that he wants to save the world through you and through me. And therefore, if this world is more precious to you, forget about being a Christian. I don't beat around the bush with my words.If you claim to be a believer and out of you flows no living water, forget about being a Christian. If you claim to be a believer and the works that Jesus did, the life that he lived is not manifest in your life, call it a day, forget about the whole thing.
如果你話你係基督徒嘅話，而耶穌所做嘅事冇喺你生命當中反映出嚟嘅話咧，收檔啦，算啦。
Because in the Bible, there is no Christian who is not a servant of God.
因為聖經裏面冇有基督徒唔係一個神仆人嚟嘅。
Peter says it so plainly in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 16. Live, he says to all the Christians he's writing to, live as servants of God, because that's what you are.
彼得係彼得前書二章十六節講得好清楚，佢話好像一個神嘅仆人咁嘅樣嚟生活啦。佢向每一個人講
，Servants of God was the title for the prophets of the Old Testament. For the great men of God, they were all called servants of God.
而神的仆人呢個詞句係用喺舊約裏邊啲先知身上邊嘅。
It is the title that Paul most dearly treasured. I am a servant of Jesus Christ, a slave of Jesus Christ.
而保羅呢份珍惜嘅就同一個咁樣嘅名銜。
Why is there not this power in the church today?
今日的教会没有这种的能力呢?
Because the cross is not in the life of the Christian. It is precisely this cross in the life of the Christian as the key of power, which I shall be expounding, God willing, in the next two weeks or so.
如主愿意的话呢? 来紧这两个礼拜里面，我正系要就依一个嘅十字架嘅事情嚟讲解落去。
Let us pray.
当我哋嚟祈祷。